but I wouldn't raise my leg and let her kiss my feet. I met this freak named Yolanda, rode baby doll like a brand new Honda. I was on top, she was up with thunder. The bed hit the wall and it sounded like thunder. I once had a date with a girl named Kitty. She was so fine with her big fat titties. All night long she was acting shitty, so I met on baby like I was Frank Nitty. There's another girl, her name is Rose. I used to ride baby like brand new phone. I never saw Rose wearing clothes. She's a penthouse pet, ready to pose. I was riding down the street when I met Jane. Her booty was bigger than a whole damn planet. Her name was Bunny. Said I'm the only man who ever called her Bunny. Everything I did to her was funny. I met on Bunny and I took her money. Tonight, a date with Shirley. She was real short and her hair was curly. If you saw baby, you like this girly. She was so fine, I went to get her early. Shirley was freaking like a girl named Rachel. Her bite was vicious and it sure was fatal. She likes to kiss off on my navel. Those are her lips on top of my label. I knew another freak, her name was Ken. Real big lips and they came in handy. A smooth got work and it was so dandy. I hooked the broad up with my homeboy Randy. He did me a favor in return. Gave me a lizard, said her name was Laverne. Baby got tossed, then I got on. I grabbed the microphone and started singing my song. My young homeboy heard me rap and said he had way more freaks than that. So I told him like this, they might be freaking, but boy, you never had that TP treatment.
Boy, you never had that TP treatment. I don't even know what that means. It sounds bad. Yeah, you heard right. This is the place for sexy, sassy music like this.
I used to wonder. Bones in the room. Boom boom, MC Bones in the room.
Oh, good.
Boom boom, MC Bones in the room. But it's super, smashing, great.
Yeah, I mean, the most metal instrument, yeah, steel drums, steel guitar, right? I mean, it has a metal right in the name.
Head southwest on Harrison Street toward 3rd Street, then turn right onto 3rd Street. You are on the fastest route despite some traffic. You will arrive at 7:07 p.m.
I have my doubts.
What's the weather like outside? What's the weather like outside?
It's shitty.
What's the weather like outside? 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 Is it cold? Is it hot? Is it warm? Is it not?
Turn right onto 3rd Street, then turn right onto Folsom Street.
What?
Is it stormy? Is it windy or chilly here? Do you need a raincoat or a sweater?
Or wait, what? Where are you taking?
What kinds of clouds do you see in the sky? What kinds of clouds do you see? Do you see?
Oh.
Turn right onto Folsom Street.
Oh. Stratus, heard that? Listen, cumulus,
Northwest on 3rd Street toward Howard Street. Continue on 3rd Street for 1 mile.
I've said this before, but these people have a sound like they listened to a lot of Lonely Island and said, let's do that, but about video games and also not as good.
You're not making those up? Those are real?
You know it, bro. Gotta catch them all.
Well, it seems new types of Pokemon are coming out really fast.
Oh, there are more.
Really?
Wait.
I'm immediately sorry that I asked.
We've got Jigglystuff, Adam's Apple, Frognut, Water Bottle, Candy Ass, Track Lighting, Piccadilly Man, Lamborghini Pig, Art Student, Tinkleburn, Flavor Saver, Train Lick, Coffee Munch, Poodle Hat, Data Plan, Wonder Nug, Telechubby, Chubby, River Mouse, Milk Stain, Yoga Fish, Old Person, Freeze Clump, Pony Squirt, Oily Shorts, Dad Sweater, Papa Squat, Hairy Stump, Wet Sock, Shatter Nut, Noodle Arm Shirt.
Running out of ideas and I can't take any more.
Don't worry,
there's only a couple left.
How many?
300,064.
No.
Single date, cuddly death, argument, pillow bite, drum solo, actually saving, weenus friend, dino booty, Xanadu, clever girl, straight up toilet, whale snail, fiddly fatly, biddly badly, diddly doodly, hiddly hoodly, snaggle tush, pool boy, Tristan nugget, mangle deer, fugly rum, flemmy cough, whisker toes, chocolate fart, freeing burglar, sore tank, monkey chunk, beer.
Fuck it. You know what? I'm going back to the hospital. Ah! My sack. My sweet, sweet sack.
What? Like, just... it's fucking trash.
In 800 feet, use the left two lanes to turn left onto Columbus Avenue.
This is a weird way we're going. I'm not entirely sure where we are.
Use the left two lanes to turn left onto Columbus Avenue. Continue on Columbus Avenue.
Or by Mr. Bing's. Oh man, Mr. Bing. This is a really weird way that it's sending me, but it says it's the fastest. Oh god. Thank you.
And get your head knocked.
Use the left two lanes to turn left onto Bay Street. Use the left two lanes to turn left onto Bay Street.
Oh, you coward, we could have both gone.
Bay Street for 3/4 of a mile.
I'm trying to make a million dollars every day.
gonna have to take matters into my own hands. I just,
You've got the face and the talent for the man. Time for action on the world wide web.
I need
things for every taste from A to Z. All that you want with adult check. Privacy, security. No limit sensuality.
Granny's cousin, yeah. I've been on the wall, yeah. Spend my money like it's stolen, yeah. Shit, I'm already broken. It's only 7:45 in the morning, yeah. God damn, I feel like I have good
luck. In 1,000 feet, use the right two lanes to turn right onto Laguna Street.
I'm about to hit the
Yep, I am. I just listening to this album. I had a need to hear this record. That's just where I'm at right now. Bubblegum trap is not an everyday food. Or is it? Did the thing. So in like 2005, 2004, we were trying to do, we wanted to do electronic ska and just couldn't make it happen the way we wanted it to. Like we'd brush up against it here and there on a couple of tracks where we went after it deliberately, but this is it. This track is actually it. Vague hip-hop sensibility to it that is also what what I wanted to bring to that, or I guess what I ended up probably bringing to a lot of stuff we ended up writing, but like, it's almost frustrating how much I like this song.
Because that's like,
months leading up to that were just a blur. Like, I wasn't, you know, like E3 happened in June, and it was just like all this, like, there's just this gap. So, like, I feel like I ended up not listening to this album in full until like August or September or something. I forget how it all happened. I don't know. Yeah, this summer was fucking all of last year was fucking crazy. Well, like, especially summertime. Pretty good. What if you could get like 100 GEC engineers in your base with all of the music making stuff? Gex, the deep cover gecko.
Singing the song.
What if you just took the cutscenes from Gex 3D and effectively made Gex AMVs to songs off this album? Technically a Square property now, because Eidos bought Crystal Dynamics and then Square bought Eidos. So put Gex in Kingdom Hearts.
Can you get to me now? She's all looking.
listen to that album. Let's just keep the vibe going with some other bullshit that is not as good. I think Stupid Horse is fucking real good. I was kind of skimming through a live performance that they did on whatever their last tour was, I guess. And, you know, it was like a phone in the second row or something like that. Or a phone pretty close up front. New metal, I could try to type that in. I mean, I'm driving, but I can try to punch something in real quick. Hit me with an artist name if it's on Spotify, I guess. Anyway, that I was skimming through the live show, and it okay, here we go. Yeah, I was it looked like a really fun show. Like, people were super into it. People knew every fucking word except for, like, the one unreleased song they played. There was, like, a really big energy to their live set. Or at least from that recording of it, which, you know, that definitely can sometimes capture, like, a little extra energy, that idea of just, like, phone up front. But they looked like they were pretty fun live. All right, let's click this YouTube link and go on a journey. Attempting to load, but I'm in what in the mornings would be called a dead zone, but it seems like driving home is less bad for whatever reason. It's trying to load an ad. I don't know if is that Seth Rogen? I don't know.
I'm going to tell you a story about your boss and the man who's out to destroy it.
That doesn't sound good.
Okay, let's skip that.
Try to save some face! What are you doing today? Get another fucking shot for me! Get another fucking pain!
First drop, you're right.
Part of the reason why I love being a psychic is that I get to help people.
Okay.
I remember this one reading I had with a client.
Now we're just in weird YouTube land. Post-roll ads. I don't even know what's happening. I don't know where that's coming from. I don't know what app is playing that. It has to be YouTube. Okay, I must have left. Okay. What? What's happening? It's just music coming out of stuff. I don't. Help.
That my money on a stupid horse, I lost that. So I ran out to the track to get my cash back. I just gotta leave this place with a big bag. So I found the fucking jockey and I grabbed it. Pushed it down to the ground and I punched him in his face. Yeah, I stole his phone, I put him in his place. Me and the horse, we ran out of my place. Then we took my horse back to my place. Stupid horse, I just got out of the porch. Was the money in my bank account? Stupid horse, I just fell out of the porch. Lost some money in my bank account. Oh no. Stupid horse, I just fell out of the porch.
Import this into the PC version of Death Stranding.
I'm gouging nose and all my screen protectors.
Here, the local casino appears to be having a New Year's Eve party on January 25th. The fuck is that? Chinese New Year, that actually makes some sense. Yeah, that makes way more sense. That time it just decided it didn't want to play any music after that. It was like, we algorithmically we know some music that would be like this to keep on playing, but like, why would we do that? Nice to get that Dragon Ball Z Kakarot quick look done. That game's no good. That game feels like a not great representation of Dragon Ball Z in a lot of ways, and it feels like it is not good at letting you do the cool shit that was like some of the cool shit that happens over the course of Dragon Ball Z is, you know, only happens in cutscenes and stuff. Like, how cool, like, they could have had a moment where you as Piccolo blow up the moon, but instead that's just a cutscene. And it does the thing that too many games do, as I said in the quick look. Too many. Like, where you, like, win a boss fight and then immediately lose the boss fight in the following cutscene. It's like, hey, you won, you get some XP, blah, blah, blah. And now, oh, wait, oh, you got beat up. Now you gotta fight him again, because this is a three-part anime fight. So, like, by the way that they stick to the story, it feels really broken with what you're doing. You know, the actual gameplay is not congruous. It's incongruous with the storyline. And a lot of games do that. That might not be a big deal for some people, I guess, but, like, it's been years, you know, like, they could do better. People have had a lot of time to sit around and think about, man, if I was making a Dragon Ball Z game, here's what I would do. But then you get this, and you're like, well, what the fuck? This combat is really dull, and, like, parts of it look, like, slightly flashy, sure, but it's just not. I mean, I don't know, like, there's so many games that retell the events of Dragon Ball Z, right? But, and I feel like they've tried to do, like, the Xenoverse games, like, I'm not super familiar with them, but my understanding is they try to, like, carve out their own story with a created character and some of that other stuff, and try to do something else, but, you know, people are torn, you know, it's like they want to be Goku, but also you've done so much of that stuff. Yeah, it's I bet it's a really hard problem to solve, but also at the same time, if you're saying, we're going to make a Dragon Ball Z game that retells the events of the story, and, like, that's been done so many times, I feel like you need to do more. You gotta do more. All right. I'm home. I'm home, and that feels good. It feels great. I'm going to take my shoes off and pee. Maybe not in that order. Actually, probably in that order. Can't wear shoes on that half of the house. Got a sleeping baby down there. Have a good night.